我们翻到马太福音第五章。
Brothers and sisters, let's turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 5.
马太福音第五章，我们从十七节开始读起。
We'll read from verse 17 in Matthew, chapter 5.
莫想我来要废掉律法和先知，我来不是要废掉，乃是要成全。
Do not think that I came to abolish the law or the prophets. I did not come to abolish, but to fulfill.
我实在地告诉你们，就是到天地都废去了，律法的一点一划也不能废去，都要成全。
For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or stroke shall pass from the law until all is accomplished.
所以无论何人废掉这诫命中最小的一条，又教训人这样做，他在天国要称为最小的，但无论何人遵行这诫命，又教训人遵行，他在天国要称为大的。
Whoever then annuls one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same, shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever keeps and teaches them, he shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven.
我告诉你们，你们的义若不是等于文士和法利赛人义，断不能进天国。
For I say to you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven.
21节
Verse 21.
你们听见有吩咐古人的话说，不可杀人，又说凡杀人难免受审判。
You have heard that the ancients were told, you shall not commit murder, and whoever commits murder shall be liable to the court.
只是我告诉你们，凡向弟兄动怒的难免受审判，凡骂弟兄是拉家的难免受。难免公会的审断，凡骂弟兄是谋利的，难免地狱的火。
But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother shall be guilty before the court. Whoever says to his brother, "You good for nothing," shall be guilty before the supreme court. Whoever says, "You fool," shall be guilty enough to go into the fiery hell.
我们跳到二十七节。
Let's jump down to verse 27.
你们听见有话说不可奸淫，只是我告诉你们，凡看见妇女就动淫念的，这人心里已经与她犯奸淫了。
You have heard that it was said, "You shall not commit adultery." But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart.
若是你的右眼叫你跌倒，就挖出来丢掉，宁可失去白体中的一体，不叫全身丢在地狱里。
If your right eye makes you stumble, tear it out and throw it from you. For it is better for you to lose one of the parts of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell.
若是右手叫你跌倒，就砍下来丢掉，宁可失去白体中的一体，不叫全身下了地狱。
If your right hand makes you stumble, cut it off and throw it from you. For it is better for you to lose one of the parts of your body than for your whole body to go into hell.
跳到三十三节。
Let's jump down again to verse 33.
你们又听见有吩咐古人话说，不可背誓，所起的誓总要向主谨守。
Again, you have heard that the ancients were told, you shall not make false vows, but shall fulfill your vows to the Lord.
只是我告诉你们，什么事都不可起。不可指的天起誓，因为天是神的座位。
But I say to you, make no oath at all, either by heaven, for it is the throne of God.
不可指的地起誓，因为地是他的脚凳；也不可指的耶路撒冷起誓，因为耶路撒冷是大军的京城。
Or by the earth, for it is the footstool of his feet; or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king.
又不可指着你的头起誓，因为你不能使一根头发变黑变白呀。
Nor shall you make an oath by your head, for you cannot make one hair white or black.
你们的话是就说是，不是就说不是。若再多说，就是出于那恶者。
Let your statement be yes, yes, or no, no. Anything beyond these is of evil.
我们再翻到罗马书第二章。
Let's now turn to the book of Romans, chapter 2.
罗马书第二章二十八、二十九节。
Verses 28 and 29.
因为外面做犹太人的不是真犹太人，外面肉身的割礼也不是真割礼。
For he is not a Jew who is one outwardly, nor circumcision that which is outward in the flesh.
唯有里面做的才是真犹太人，真割礼也是心里的，在乎灵不在乎仪文。这人的称赞不是从人来的，乃是从神来的。
But he is a Jew who is one inwardly, and circumcision is that which is of the heart, by the spirit, not by the letter. And his praise is not from men, but from God.
第三章三十一节
Romans chapter 3 verse 31
这样我们因信废了律法吗断乎不是更是坚固律法
Do we then nullify the law through faith? May never be On the contrary, we establish the law
意思说我们是因信称义 但是这个因着信心呢，不是废掉律法呢，是更是坚固的律法。
Paul here says we are justified by faith, but our faith doesn't nullify the law, but it establishes the law.
那就是说坚固律法的那个的精义，坚固律法的精义
We establish the law through our experience.
我们再翻到第七章。
Let's turn to chapter 7.
十二节
verse 12.
这样看来，律法是圣洁的，诫命也是圣洁、公义、良善的。
So then the law is holy, and the commandment is holy and righteous and good.
读第八章第四节。
In chapter 8, verse 4.
使律法的义成就在我们这不随从肉体，只随从圣灵的人身上。
So that the requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the spirit, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the spirit.
哥林多后书第三章
2 Corinthians chapter
3哥林多后书第三章第六节
verse 6 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 6
他叫我们能承担这新业的职事不是凭着字句而是凭着经意因为那字句是叫人死经是叫人活
who also made usadequate as servants of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life.
那经义小字说是圣灵。
And here, the Chinese translation has a translation note, and it says, the Spirit gives life.
是，就是律法的经义呢，也就是灵，就是那属灵的意义是什么？
So the meaning of the law is the Spirit.
我想再回头看最后一处的圣经，在路加福音二十四章。
Turn to Luke chapter 24.
四十四节。
Verse 44.
耶稣对他们说：“这就是我从前与你们同在之时所告诉你们的话，说摩西的律法、先知的书和诗篇上所记着、凡指着我的话，都必须应验。”
Now he said to them, These are my words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things which are written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Lord, we thank you that once again we can come and gather before you. Every time we gather, let us, in spirit and truth,gather to worship and bow before you.
因为父所要敬拜呢是这样的敬拜。
Because God wants us to worship in this way.
因此求你神把我们在圣灵里面把我们带在这个真实的里面来敬拜你。
So we ask that you would send the Spirit to lead us into the Spirit of truth.
好像我们在这里所讲所听的主啊一切都在圣灵里面来带领我们。
So that all that we say and hear today would be led by the Spirit.
让你的灵能够圣灵能够解释你自己的话语
that the Holy Spirit would be able to explain your words to us
好像里面真是能够从你得到生命的供应和滋润
that we would be able to receive from the Spirit life
因此我们愿意一同等候在你面前施恩帮助我们每一个人
we ask that you would give grace to help each and every one of us
我们将祷告到奉主耶稣基督的名求
we pray in Lord Jesus' name
Amen早晨呢，仍愿意和弟兄姊妹继续来看马太福音登山宝训。
We'd like to continue to share today about the Sermon on the Mount.
我们说，人说到马太福音五到七章登山宝训呢，是主在那里讲到天国子民的生活。
And it said that Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7, the Sermon on the Mount.Is the Lord Jesus speaking about the kingdom of heaven?
讲到这些天国子民在他们身上有哪些的特性
And for those citizens of the kingdom of heaven, the kind of characteristic that they have.
所以开头讲到有八种有福的人
In the beginning, he starts with eight kind of blessed people.
这八种有福人，因着他们身上有一种天国的特性，所以他们能够承受天国
So these blessed people have the character of heaven that they can experience heaven.
所以他们能够承受天国的祝福。
It can be received the blessings of the kingdom of heaven.
这是一个属灵，这是一个永远的祝福。
And this is a spiritual and eternal blessing.
而当他们生活在地上的时候，他们是光，他们是盐。
so that when they live here on earth, they are the light and the salt of the world.
天国借这一般,
so that these citizens of the kingdom of heaven on earth are a testimony of the kingdom of heaven. Because their lives are according to the law of the kingdom of heaven. And they live according to the statutes of the kingdom of heaven here on earth.
犹太人他们的生活是根据摩西所传的律法。
We know that the Israelites, when they lived according to the law of Moses,
所以也许当主耶稣讲这些话的时候，那些人会怀疑说，那么摩西的律法，是不是就要失去功用，要废掉呢？
So when the people heard Jesus speaking, they asked, then is the law of Moses then of no use to us?
所以主耶稣从17节到 五章的最末节，他就来解释什么是律法的真正的意义。
So the Lord Jesus, starting from verse 17 to the end of chapter 5, explains what the true meaning of the law is.
怎么样的义才能够进入天国？
What kind of righteousness is required to enter into the kingdom of heaven?
所以主在那里就说，莫想我来是要废掉律法和先知。
So it says, do not think that I came to abolish the law or the prophets.
我来不是要废掉，乃是要成全，就是要应验。
I did not come to abolish, but to fulfill.
为什么主来不是要废掉，是要应验，要成全律法呢？
So why does the Lord say He did not come to abolish, but to fulfill the law?
那律法是什么？
What is the law?
我们从圣经可以看见，律法头一个，它是表明神的一个本性。
From the Bible, we can see that the law is firstly an expression of the nature of God.
因为罗马书第七章来告诉我们说，律法是圣洁的，诫命也是。
In Romans, Paul says the law is holy and the statutes are holy and good.
律法当然要求人要圣洁，要公，要行公义。
The law requires men to be holy and to do good.
因为神是那个圣洁的神，神是那个公义的神。
Because the Lord is good and holy.
律法当然要求说要顾念那些贫穷人，那些聚集的人。
The law says to take care of the poor and the widows.
因为神是那怜悯良善的神。
Because the Lord is merciful.
所以神是借着律法使人认识神的本性，神是怎样一位神。
So,
认识神的本性。
So the law allows us to recognize God, the true nature of God.
认识神是怎样一位神。
Who God is.
所以律法不是要废掉。
So the law is not to be annulled.
那律法第二方面也是说到一种预表，一个象征。
So the law is also a type.
特别在律例，在讲到关于敬拜、侍奉、献祭这方面。
And concerning the things of worship and sacrifice.
而这一切都是指着主耶稣基督来说的。
And all of these things speak of the Lord Jesus.
所以使徒保罗在罗马书第十章也告诉我们说，律法的总结就是基督。
So in Romans 10, Paul says that Jesus is the
Christ is the end of the law.
Christ is the end of the law.
先知呢，先知是讲到预言。
And the prophets talk about prophecy.
预言也是指着基督来说的。
And prophecies are also about Lord Jesus.
所以主来到地上的时候，就要应验先知律法和先知。
So when Lord Jesus came down to earth, He is to fulfill the law and the prophets.
所以当主耶稣复活以后，有一次他向门徒显现。
And so He appeared before the disciples.
那些门徒当时非常喜乐，他们甚至不敢相信。
And the disciples were filled with joy to the point where they couldn't believe.
主耶稣就对他们说。
And the Lord Jesus said to them.
他说。 这就是我从前与你们同在时候所告诉你们的话。
This is what I told you before.
摩西律法和先知书和诗篇上所记的，凡指着我的话都要应验。
All these things in the book of in Moses, the law and the prophets that speak of me.
所以主来了不是要废掉律法和先知，主来了乃是要应验律法和先知。
So Jesus came down not to abolish the law and the prophets.
一方面，我们看见因着人的软弱，人不能够满足律法的要求。
We see that man, because of our weakness, cannot satisfy the requirements of the law.
所以人都在律法的定罪底下。
So all men were condemned under the law.
现在主耶稣来到地上了。
And now the Lord Jesus has come down to earth.
他站在人的地位上，他代替人在那里接受律法的定罪。
He stood in the position of man, and he took our place to fulfill
the law. 所以他被钉在十字架上的时候，他就满足律法的要求。
So when he was nailed to the cross, he fulfilled the requirements of the law.
所以律法的功用就成全在主耶稣十字架所完成的救赎工作上。
So the righteousness of the law is fulfilled in the Lord Jesus.
所以主耶稣在十字架上最后一句话就说成了。
So in the Lord Jesus, the last words he said upon the cross were
finished. 因为律法所有要求都应验成就在主耶稣的身上了。
Because all the righteous requirements of the law were fulfilled in the Lord Jesus.
那第四方面，律法乃是说到神的旨意。
And now the law also speaks of the Lord's will.
罗马书也告诉我们说，犹太人他们是从律法受了教训。
And Romans also tells us that the Jews were instructed of the law.
所以他们晓得神的旨意。
So they understood the will of the Lord.
所以我们知道神的旨意必要应验。
So we know that the will of the Lord must be fulfilled as well.
所以在提摩太后书第三章那里告诉我们说，有一天这个旧造天地都要被火焚烧掉。
So in Timothy it says that the whole world would be destroyed by fire.
这个天地最后都要回去。
And the whole world will pass away.
但是有一个新的天地要出现。
But a new heaven and a new earth will appear.
所以到启示录末了二十一章的时候，在那里也告诉我们。
So in the end of Revelation, it tells us also.
当使徒约翰在看见异象的时候，有天上声音对他说。
So when John the Apostle heard saw in his vision, he heard a voice. In Revelation 21, the new heaven and new earth have already appeared. And a voice in heaven saying, all has been fulfilled. I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. We see at the end, the will of the Lord has been fulfilled. So when not a single letter or stroke of the law should be
annulled.
So when new heaven and new earth appear, it is when all of the Lord's will and purpose have been fulfilled. So when Jesus came down to earth, he is to fulfill all of the requirements, all of the law.
当主耶稣成全应验律法先知所指一切的话以后呢，
after the Lord Jesus says he's fulfilling all of the law and the prophets,
律法的精义它仍然存在。
The spirit of the law still remains.
律法它的功用仍然是在那里。
And the effectiveness of the law still remains.
因为现在律法的功用呢，要成就在我们这些相信主的人身上。
The function of the law still remains to be fulfilled within us.
所以罗马书第八章那里才告诉我们说，律法要成就在我们这些人身上，不是靠肉体呢，是因着圣灵坐在我们身上。
In Romans, Paul says that the spirit of the law, not the letter of the law, still remains within us.
所以律法的意思是什么？就是律法对我们的要求，我们不是靠行为来满足律法的要求。
It is not by works that we satisfy the requirements of the law.
而是借着信心，乃是借着圣灵在我们身上就应验成就在我们身上。
But by faith in the Holy Spirit that it is fulfilled within us.
我想这就是新约和旧约的不同。
This is the difference between the New and the Old Testament.
所以希伯来书第八章在那里也告诉我们说，神和以色列要立一个新约。
In Hebrews chapter 8, God says he will establish a new covenant with Israel.
神要将律法放在他们心里，要将律法写在他们心上。
He says that he will write his laws in their minds, in their hearts.
所以行律法意不是根据外面的行为。
So doing the righteousness of the law is not outwardly, but is according to the life within. It is not the outward requirement of the law. So Lord Jesus says, what kind of man can enter into the kingdom of heaven?
主要是说, 若是只有怀善文士的义,
it says that if you have only the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you can't. What is the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees? But they are only fulfilled the outward requirements of the law. But their inner nature hasn't changed. They don't have the true reality within them. So if you only fulfill the letter of the law, you still cannot enter into the kingdom. Only if your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and the Pharisees can you enter into the kingdom of heaven. It is not what you do outwardly, but if you have the truth within you. So it is not if you do something or don't do something outwardly. But it's to their true nature inside. Whether you do or don't do something, it is all according to your inner nature. This is how you would enter into heaven. Let us consider Martha's service. We know that Martha served outwardly in many ways. Out of the fervor in her heart, she served diligently. But while she was busy serving, what is her nature inside? She was upset with her sister Mary. So she complained to the Lord Jesus, why don't you tell my sister to come help me? It's true that Martha had many outward services. But inwardly she didn't demonstrate the true nature of
service.
So her service the Lord Jesus couldn't accept.
所以保罗才告诉我们说呢,
so Paul says, it is not a Jew who is one outwardly.
And
circumcision of the flesh isn't true circumcision. He's only a Jew who is one inwardly. And circumcision is of the spirit, not of the flesh. It is according to the spirit and not the letter.
So we
can see here who is the kind of person who will be able to enter into the kingdom of
heaven.
So it's not what we do outwardly, but what our nature and character is
inside.
So here, Jesus begins to explain what is the true meaning of the law. What is the will or the purpose of God behind the letter of the law? So this is the true meaning or spirit of the law. First, the Lord speaks of thou shalt not murder. Lord Jesus says, you have heard that the ancients were told you shall not commit murder. And following, he also says, you have heard that it was said you shall not commit adultery. You have heard the ancients were told.
主在这里不是说律法记着说，经上记着说。
The Lord Jesus here doesn't say the law says or the scriptures say.
主在这里说，你们听见有吩咐古人的话，你们听见有人说。
He says you have heard. You have heard that the ancients were told.
在这里我们看见，乃是说在这里是一种人的吩咐，人的教导。
You can see here that it has already become a teaching of man.
因为
The Israelites have already turned the law into a teaching of man.
把律法当作一种传统，一种仪文在那边教导人，丰富人。
They have already turned the law into a doctrine to teach.
他们在那只守住律法的字句，却没有那个属灵的实际。
They only have the letter of the law, not the spirit.
他们只有个金钱外貌，却没有真正对神有个敬畏的心。
They have an outward obedience, but they don't have a heart truly for the Lord. So the Lord Jesus here says, you have heard that the ancients were told, or you have heard that it was said. We see here that this has become a Jewish religion. A commandment of men. So it is according to the purpose of men that they have
explained
the law. And they've added certain statutes to the law of men that they would teach others. This is the condition of Judaism today. Today is the Christian faith, all religion, similar. What people have taught one another has already become a theology. There's the theology of John, of Paul, of Peter. There's also environmental theology.
人为什么会对圣经有这样的领会呢?
So why would people have this attitude concerning the Bible?
因为没有摸到那个律法、圣经神话背后那个理。
Because they have not touched the spirit behind the law.
甚至还有一种所谓的移民神学。
There's also this immigration theology.
讲到移民呢, 他们说到亚伯兰是第一个移民的人。
It said that Abraham was the first immigrant.
因为他从, 加勒底的乌尔移民到迦南地,
because he left Ur of the Chaldeans to go into Canaan.
而历史上最大移民潮就是以色列人出埃及到迦南。
And the greatest immigration wave is when the Israelites left Egypt to go into Canaan.
我们看见怎么会把圣经读成跟移民有关系呢?
So how is it that the Bible has been changed to be concerning immigration? Because people don't understand the word of God. Because they don't have the revelation from God. We see that Paul was also originally under this condition. Paul was educated strictly under Gamaliel.
他上面紧紧守住律法的要求,
and he grasped strictly onto the teachings of the law.
所以他说他是律法利赛人中的法利赛人,
to the point where he was called the Pharisee among Pharisees.
他的确是很严谨的要达到律法的要求,
and he zealously attempted to fulfill the requirements of
the law. 他也照着律法的要求，但是热心侍奉神,
and he zealously served the Lord according to the law.
结果他侍奉结果是怎样?
And what was the end result of his service?
他在逼迫神的儿女,
he was persecuting the children of God. He was persecuting the Lord Jesus. Because they only lived in the letter of the law. The Lord Jesus says here,
只是我告诉你们,
but I say to you,
只是我告诉你们,
but I say to you,
不是人站在怎样吩咐你们,
it's not what man is teaching you.
到底主怎么说?
But what is the Lord truly saying?
这就是说到必须有从主而来直接的启示。
So here we need the revelation of from the Lord Jesus.
从开始保罗他蒙恩得救以后,
we know that Paul, when he was saved,
他眼睛被打开了,
his eyes were opened,
他认识了本自己,
and he recognized the Lord.
所以在加太书他在那就告诉我们说,
so in Galatians he says this,
他说我传的福音不是出于人意，也不是从人领受教导来的。
Says the gospel I preach is not according to men, nor have I received it from man.
乃是从耶稣基督启示而来的。
but I received it through a revelation of Jesus Christ.
我们看见保罗以后服事就根据这个启示来服事。
And we see that later Paul's service is according to his revelation.
根据里面的看见，不是根据律法的要求来服事。
He saw the inner requirements, not what the law required.
所以弟兄姊妹，若是我们只是活在外面世界里面，我们可能会像保罗一样落在那种光景里面。
So if we live only according to the letter of the law, we may fall into the condition that
Paul was.
We may have many services outwardly. But we may actually be hindering the Lord's eternal purpose. So we need this revelation directly from our Lord. It is not what man has asked us to do, so we do it.
我告诉你们,
but what Lord Jesus here says, but I say to you what our Lord is telling us.
所以犹太人他们教导人说, 不可杀人,
so it says here, the Israelites were told, you shall not commit murder.
还杀人难免受审判,
and whoever commits murder shall be liable to the court. If you kill someone, then you must be condemned.
但是主耶稣说,
the Lord Jesus says, but I say to you,
凡向弟兄动怒的,
that everyone who is angry with his brother,
你向弟兄说,
will be guilty before the court.
动怒怒, 你就要受审判, 就要被定罪。
If you're angry with your brother, then you are guilty.
凡骂弟兄是他家的,
and whoever calls his brother you good for nothing shall be guilty before the court.
凡骂弟兄是魔力的,
and whoever says you fool shall be guilty enough to go to the fiery hell.
杀人了必要用, 必要杀,
we know that in the Old Testament, when you kill someone, you must, you're guilty of a capital crime.
但是在天国律法里面来是告诉我们说，你恨就是杀人。
But in the kingdom of heaven, the law says, if you hate someone, you are guilty of murder.
为什么人会杀人呢？
Why would man kill man?
为什么人在那向人动怒,
why would you be angry and say, call your brother good for nothing?
在骂弟兄是什么呢?
When you are yelling at your brother,
骂弟兄是拉家, 骂弟兄是魔力,
you would call them you good for nothing.
拉家是什么意思?
What does raka mean?
拉家就是笨蛋, 就是不值, 不值钱的一个东西。
Means you're a fool or useless.
他看这个人是笨笨的, 一点价值都没有。
They would call someone an idiot and that they would have no value.
他恨这个人, 骂这个人是魔力, 是一个傻的人。
And they would hate the person and they called them useless.
这个人不值得, 这个人不值得存活下来。
That they have no worth and they shouldn't live any longer.
这个人我恨他, 恨到个地步是什么, 就是, 结果就是把他杀掉了。
If I hate someone to this point, then the next action would be to kill them.
So this is why
John tells us that if you hate someone, you are a murderer.
因为里面有恨,
because you have hate within you.
恨到一个极点, 受不了,
if you hate someone to the point where you can't take it anymore, you would kill them.
但是主耶稣,
the Lord Jesus says, if you hate someone,
没有永生存在他里面,
you are a murderer. There is no eternal life within them.
所以主耶稣在这里说,
so he says here, whoever says you fool shall be guilty enough to go into the fiery hell.
第二火就是你要落到死亡里面。
Entering into the fiery hell means you would be condemned to death.
所以我们看见犹太人不明白神为什么在那要求人不可杀人。
The Israelites couldn't understand why the Lord required of them to not commit murder.
因为为什么人在那里要杀人, 因为仇恨他。
Why would you kill someone? It's because you hate them.
最后就把他杀掉了。
And in the end, you would kill them.
但是我们知道, 神之所以在吩咐不可杀人,
the Lord only required that you shall not commit murder.
消极是在那里说, 不可杀人, 不可去恨恶人。
But behind that is, you should not commit murder.
积极的目的乃是要让你知道要爱人。
The true purpose behind this law is that you should love one another. This is the spirit of the law.
消极的只是不可杀人, 不可伤害别人。
The minimum requirement is that you should not commit murder.
而这背后主要经义目的是为什么? 乃是要叫你看见你要需要爱人。
But the spirit behind the law is that you should recognize that you have to love one another.
因为人是照神形象所造的,
because man is made in the image of God.
神的尊贵在他身上,
the nobility of God is
神的心意在人的身上,
man. And his purpose and his will is in
神要借人彰显神的自己,
the Lord wants man to manifest the Lord.
虽然人犯罪失败了,
even though man sinned and
但是神在人的心意,
but the eternal purpose of the Lord hasn't changed. The Lord will still restore man. And this is the reason why the Lord Jesus came down to earth in the form of man. Because God loved the whole world. Because these are all man created by God. And man's life is from the Lord. So when the Lord says you should not commit murder, you would have to also love all of those who are created in the image of God. To recognize that their life is from the Lord as well. And that man should be respectful of all life. If you respect life, you respect the Lord himself. Because only the Lord can determine whether a man lives or dies. So, summarize all the Ten Commandments is condensed down to these two. The first one is to love the Lord your God. And the second is to love your neighbor as yourself.
So
the spirit behind this law is that we should love one another. This is why the law says you should not commit murder. You should not commit murder is only outwardly, only the bare minimum. And behind this, there's the spirit of the law that we should have love for our fellow men. So this is the spirit behind the law. You shall not murder.
然后第二个主耶稣在那里又说你们听见有话说不可奸淫。
Later on, Lord Jesus says, you have heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery.
我们看见在这里又是说听见有人说。
Here, once again we see, you have heard it said.
主在这里不是说经上记着说,律法记着说。
Lord Jesus here doesn't say, the scriptures say, or the law says.
在这里只说你们听见有人说。
Here it only says, you have heard that it was said. This has become a teaching or a commandment of men. We know that in the Old Testament, the punishment for adultery is to be stoned to death. This is a very serious sin. And only very, very serious sins are worthy of death. But the Lord Jesus here tells us,
只是我告诉你们,
but I say to you,
只是我告诉你们,
but I say to you,
到底主怎么说?
What is the Lord actually saying?
不是人在怎样吩咐我们怎么说?
It is not what man has told us to do.
到底主神的心意是什么?
What is the will of the Lord?
凡看见妇女就动淫念的这人心里已经和他犯了奸淫了。
Everyone who looks at a woman with lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart.
然后底下说,
and we've already said that adultery is worthy of death.
所以底下主耶稣才两次说,
and Lord Jesus says later two times that your whole body would be thrown into hell.
就是说你心里犯了奸淫的话,你就要落到地狱里面,
that if you looked at a woman with lust for her, you've already committed adultery, and then you'll be thrown into hell. We know that in the Old Testament, if you didn't commit the sin outwardly, then the law could not condemn you.
就像不可杀人, 你都是外面没有杀人,
just like you shall not commit murder. If outwardly you didn't commit murder, then the law could not condemn you. In your heart, you could hate a person, but the law couldn't condemn you.
你在那不犯奸淫,你里面充满了许多淫念,律法对你一点办法都没有。
If you didn't commit adultery outwardly, but you have all this lust within you, the law cannot condemn you.
但是主耶稣在这里却告诉我们,
but the Lord Jesus here tells us,
只要你看见妇女,你心里动了淫念,你就心里已经犯了奸淫了。
Everyone who looks at a woman with lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. And the end result of that is death.
那这句话它主要意义是什么呢?
What is the spirit behind these words?
我想不要犯奸淫, 更积极的是说你要圣洁, 你要圣洁。
Not only should you not commit adultery, but beyond that, you should be holy.
我们知道婚姻乃是神所设立的, 是一个神圣的一个制度。
We know that marriage is established by the Lord. It is a holy union.
并且圣经从旧约到新约一直用婚姻来说到神和人的一个关系。
And the whole Bible through the Old Testament and the New Testament uses marriage as a type of the relationship between man and God.
神是我们的丈夫, 我们是他的妻子。
God is our husband, and we are his bride.
到新约使徒也告诉我们说, 基督是我们的丈夫, 我们是他的心腹, 我们是他的童女。
And in the New Testament, it says, the Lord Jesus is our bridegroom, and we are his bride.
这都是讲到一个婚姻的关系。
These all talk of a relationship through marriage.
婚姻的关系说到一个爱的关系。
And relationship through marriage talks of a relationship based
这是一个爱的一个连结。
This is a union through love.
这个爱是一种神圣不可侵犯的爱。
This is a holy love.
所以当一个人，我们知道，丈夫跟妻子都是我们该所该爱的。We
should love our husbands and wives.
但是你若是你不去爱你的丈夫，不爱你的妻子，去爱了另外一个人的话，If
you don't love your husband or your wife and you love someone else,
我想那就是不对呀。I
think that's
今天我们看见世上的人，他们说我们只要有爱。
So now people only say all we need is love.
只要我们相爱，什么都不管，都不在乎，都无所谓。
As long as we love one another, then everything else doesn't really matter.
那不是神圣的爱。
That's not a holy love.
所以为什么今天许多所谓爱带来许多罪恶呢？
So why does this love bring all kinds of evil today?
因为那不是神圣的爱。
Because it's not a true holy love from the Lord.
所以讲到爱的时候，就是说到一个必须要圣洁。So
when it talks about when the Bible talks about love, there's a need for holiness.
所以当使徒写信给教会的时候，So
when Paul writes a letter to the church,
他还提到圣徒之间彼此的问安。He
talks about the greetings between the saints.
他说你们亲嘴问安，彼此务要圣洁。It
says greet one another with a holy kiss.
我们知道亲嘴乃是当时那个。
We know that kissing is an expression of love.
但是保罗这样说，你们彼此亲嘴的时候，你们必须要彼此圣洁。
It says when you greet another with a kiss, it has to be a holy.
那就是说，在这个爱里面是一个神圣的。
That in this love, it has to be sanctified.
这个纯洁，这个属灵的关系。
It is a spiritual matter.
不是一个属世界，不是一个肉体的爱。
It's not a fleshly love.
因为这是一个神圣的爱, 这是一个圣洁的爱。
This is a holy, a sacred love.
我们说到，我们看见在旧约历史里面，神一再的用这个婚姻的关系和说到以色列和以色列关系。
In the Old Testament, the Bible uses marriage to explain the relationship between Israel and God.
当以色列百姓去拜偶像、去拜假神的时候，
When the Israelites went to worship idols, false gods,
神说他们是犯了淫乱罪。
The Lord called them adulterers.
神称他们是淫妇。
The Lord called them an adulterer.
所以神就把他们交在仇敌的手下来管教他们，叫他们受苦。
So the Lord would place them under the hand of their enemies to discipline them.
但是神仍然一再的要把他们挽回过来。
But he would always try to restore them.
因为神对以色列百姓的爱是一个神圣，是一个不改变的爱。
Because the Lord's love for the Israelites is holy and never ending, never changing. So in the New Testament, the same principle applies. So the New Testament talks about the relationship between Christians and the world. James tells us,
当一个人以世界为友，这么爱世界的时候呢，就称他们是淫乱的人。
Anyone who has friendship with the world, who loves the world, is committing adultery against the Lord.
因为他们爱错了对象,
because they have loved some of the wrong object.
他们爱的对象应该是神，应该是主耶稣自己。
The object of their love should be the Lord, God Himself.
他们不去爱主，不去爱神，他们去爱世界。
They didn't love the Lord, but they loved the world.
去爱世界许多的东西。
They loved all the things in the
world. 这个在神来看是一个淫乱的人。
So in the Lord's eyes, this is an adulterer.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天我们和这个世界关系是怎样的关系呢？
So brothers and sisters, today our relationship with the world is what kind of relationship?
应该是个分别的关系。
It should be separate.
什么是圣洁？
What is holiness?
圣洁在圣经里面头一个意义，还不是讲到我们这个本质的圣洁，不是讲到我们这个本这个人的圣洁。
Alright, holiness doesn't talk about personal holiness.
圣经讲到圣洁呢，是说到我们这个是以世界分别出来的人，就是个圣洁的人。The
when the Bible talks about holiness, it's talking about being separate from the world.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们与这个世界没有分别的时候，我们就已经
If we're not separate from the world, we are already committing adultery.
And
we are not holy.
And
the Lord says, someone who is not holy will be thrown into
hell.
Outwardly, they may not have committed any adultery. But if our hearts are turned toward the world,
我们心不是向着主，不是向着我们的神,
if our hearts aren't turned toward the Lord, our God,
在神的眼光里面，我们已经犯了淫乱罪了,
in the eyes of our Lord, then we have already committed adultery.
这样的人，他们不能够进了天国,
and this kind of person cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven.
所以主耶稣继续解释说,
and the Lord Jesus continues to explain,
若是你的右眼叫你跌倒，你就把它挖出来,
if your right eye causes you to stumble, you should pluck it out.
你的右手叫你跌倒，你要把手砍掉。
If your right arm causes you to stumble, then you should cut it off.
你应该失去身体上的一个一体的，不要叫你全身进入那个地里面。
It's better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to go into hell.
那是说到什么呢？
What is this talk about?
说到我们身上有一些肢体。
It tells us that there are members of our body.
可能是我们眼睛，可能是我们的手。
Might be our eyes or it might be our hands.
可能是我们的脚。
Might be our feet.
当我们的眼睛去看那些不该看的东西,
if our eyes see things that we shouldn't be seeing,
当我们的手去做那些不该做的事情,
if our hands are doing things that we shouldn't be
doing, 当我们脚走在不该走的道路上,
if our feet lead us onto a path which we should not be walking on,
我们必须好好去对付,
we should deal with them.
你的右眼若是会影响到你进天国,
if your right eye causes you to not be able to enter into the kingdom of
heaven, you have
to deal with it and pluck it out. Then you would be able to enter into the kingdom
of heaven.
If your hands cause you to do certain things that would prevent you from entering into the kingdom of heaven, you should cut them off. So otherwise, they would prevent you from entering into the kingdom of heaven. All these are so that you will be able to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
你不要顾到前面，不要顾到外面。
Don't be concerned with your outward appearance.
我们看见今天许多神的儿女活在地上，常常要顾到前面，顾到脸面，顾到好看。
Today we see many Christians who are worried about their outward appearance.
所以这世界妥协。
So they compromise with the world.
有时候我们的朋友邀请我们说，我们一起到拉斯维加去看看啊，去逛逛啊。
Our friends may ask us, let's go to Las Vegas and, you know, check it out.
为了不好拒绝，为了就是说，我这个好像更加不太合群。
In order not to seem rude, you can say, you know, it's not my thing.
结果我们就跟着去了。
But we would still go anyway.
就是顾了情面。
We're compromising with the world.
顾了我们的面子。
For the sake of our public face.
所以说，你眼睛要把它挖掉。
The Lord says you have to pluck out your eyes.
你的手把它砍掉。
To chop off your
hand. 所以好像砍掉，有好像在人来看好像不太体面。
if you're missing an eye or an arm, you're kind of not quite right.
不太好看,
you might not be very good to look at.
但是即使你不好看,
even if you're ugly, you can still enter into the kingdom.
你为了保住你的面子,
in order to save face, you enter into, you will be cast down into hell.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们看见今天我们身体上有许多肢体都会影响到我们进天国。
So we see today there are many members of our body that would cause us to be unable to enter
into the kingdom.
Our eyes, our hands, our feet may encounter unclean things in the world. We may like to eat a lot of food. All kinds of food. We have to deal with it appropriately. We have to pay a great price to get rid of them.
不要为了一点好处，为了一点好像，怎么样，我们就为了保全我们身体完整，保全我们那个body。Yeah,
we shouldn't be concerned for these small things to in order to keep your body in one piece.
结果主耶稣说，你就要下到地狱。The
Lord Jesus says, in the end, you will be thrown into hell.
因为犯了奸淫，犯了淫乱。Because
you committed adultery.
律，天国律法要定我们罪，我们就要下地狱。The
kingdom, the law of the kingdom of heaven can condemn us and cause us to be thrown into hell.
当然，这个地下地不是说我们就不得救了，那个意思。
Being thrown into hell here doesn't mean that we will not be saved.
但是说我们就不能够进到永远受苦里面，因为地是一个受咒诅的地方。
It would prevent us from receiving eternal blessing because hell is a place of discipline.
所以弟兄姐妹，今天生活在地上，我们实在需要说过一个分别为圣的生活。
So brothers and sisters, as we live our lives here today on earth, we have to live a holy life separate from the world.
也许我们外面好像没有做很多不好的事情。
Maybe outwardly we haven't done many bad things. But in our hearts, do we often consider all the good things in the world?
我们心里在那偷偷在那爱世界。
Do we secretly love the world in our hearts?
弟兄姊妹, 神是鉴察人心的神。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord examines a man's heart.
我们可以外面不做许多这些事情。
We may not do all these things outwardly.
但是若是我们里面有那些不好意念,
but if we have these evil lusts within us, then we've already committed adultery. Then we would be an unholy people. And this kind of person would not be able to enter into the kingdom of heaven. And continuing on, the Lord says, again, you have heard that the ancients were told. We see that here that this is teaching from men.
不可被誓，被所起的誓总要向主谨守。
You shall not make false vows, but shall fulfill your vows to the Lord.
我们知道在旧约里面有启示这件事情。
You know, in the Old Testament, it is explaining these things.
在律法里面告诉我们说，你起了誓，你就要，你许了愿，你必须要守。
It says, if the Old Testament says, if you make a vow, you must fulfill it.
你都是起了誓不守的话，律法也会定你的罪。
If you make a vow and you don't fulfill it, then the law can condemn you.
但是主耶稣在这里告诉我们,
the Lord Jesus here says,
只是我告诉你们,
but I say to you,
只是我告诉你们,
but I say to you,
到底主耶稣怎么来看启示?
How does the Lord explain this to us?
主耶稣说, 什么事都不可起?
The Lord says, make no oath at all.
为什么不要启示呢?
Why shouldn't we make any oath?
我们知道今天人为什么需要启示?
We know today why man needs to make oaths.
就是要人相信我所说的话是真实的。
To convince men that what they say is true.
今天我们常说，我这个话是真的，我若是不真的话，我会怎么怎么样。
Today you might hear someone say, what I said is true. If it's not true, then you know this and this would happen.
甚至，我们做基督徒有时候说，我是一个基督徒，我不会做那个事情。
Sometimes we may say, I'm a Christian, I won't do these things.
用基督徒这个身份来做一个保证。
To use, that you are a Christian as an oath.
在某一个程度来说也是这个启示。
To a certain degree, this is also making a vow.
人为什么需要启示?
Why does man need to make.
就是因为怕人不相信我所说话，怕人以为我是说谎，不是讲真话。
To convince men that they are saying the truth, because they are afraid that people won't believe that they're telling the truth.
所以我们才需要启示。
That's why we need to make oaths.
因为我们起了誓以后，好像人就容易相信我所说话是真的，不会欺骗人。
Because if we make oaths, then we convince people that we're telling the truth, that we're not lying to them.
但主耶稣却说，什么事都不可取。
But the Lord Jesus says, make no oath at all. Because you can't make an oath by heaven.
因为天是神的脚凳，是座位。
For it is the throne of God.
你也不能指着地起誓，因为地是他的脚凳。
And you can't make an oath by the earth because it is the footstool.
你也不可指着耶路撒冷起誓，因为耶路撒冷是大祭的京城。
And you can't make an oath by Jerusalem because it is the city of the great king.
我想今天地上人最大起誓就是指着天地起誓。
I think on earth today, the greatest oaths are making oaths to heaven.
拿天地做他的保证书。
Use the heaven and earth to testify to their truthfulness.
但主耶稣说，天地都不是你的，耶路撒冷也不是你的。
But the Lord Jesus says, heaven and earth aren't yours. Jerusalem isn't yours.
那是属神的，你不能把神拿来当做你的背书。
You can't use all these things belong to the Lord. You can't use the Lord to.
你也不能指着你的头发起誓。
Yeah, you can't use the Lord as a guarantee, and you can't swear by your head because.
你也不能指着你的头起誓。
Yeah, you can't make an oath by your head either.
因为你不能使你的头发变一根变白变黑。
Because you can't make one hair white or black.
头发变白变黑不是你所能控制的。
Whether your hair turns white or black, you can't control it.
时间到年纪到了就是变得白了呀。
When that age comes, when that time comes, your hair just turns white.
就说你不能拿这些当做你的一个保证来为你所说话来做一个背书。
So you can't make oaths by any of these things because you can't use them as a guarantee.
为什么主耶稣说不可起誓？
So why does the Lord Jesus say you shall not make oaths?
他说你们的话是就说是，不是就说不是。
It says let your yes be yes and your no be no.
只要你把你的话用简单把事实讲出来就可以啊。If
you simply say the truth.
你若是很简单把事情讲出来，我想就不需要有启示这个动作了。If
you explain simply, then you won't need to make oaths.
我们知道今天我们活在地上，常常说话都是常常不是有时候夸大，但有时候好像就是打一些折扣。So
when we speak today, sometimes we would either exaggerate or understate.
可能一件事情可能是一个好的事情。Something
may be a good thing.
但是可能不是那好的。 非常好，但是我们就把它讲非常非常好，形容好像非常美丽一样。It's
a good thing. It may not be very great, but we may call it, you know, very very great thing.
或是说有些事情好像那么多，但是我们就是把它讲了一半，不讲清楚。And
there may be some things that are a lot, but we may only say half of it.
为什么有人？为什么有时候我们说话，有时候说多了，有时候又说少了呢？
How come? We sometimes exaggerate or understate. It's because we have another purpose within us. So Lord Jesus says, let your yes be yes and your no be no. And if your yes is yes and your no is no, then you won't need to make any oaths. Any more than this is of evil. So why does the Lord Jesus say you shall not make an oath?
或是说在旧约为什么再来说你起誓要守你的所起的誓呢？
Well, why does the Old Testament say but you must fulfill your vows to the Lord?
那个律法的精义是什么？
What is the spirit of the law?
律法精义就是说你要活在真实的里面。
It is to say that we must live in truth.
你不需要增加，你不需要减少。
You don't need to add or take away.
你要活在那个真的里面。
You have to live in the truth.
当一个人活在真的里面的时候，他就不需要靠启示来叫人相信他的话。
If you live in the truth, then you won't need vows to have people believe you.
我们感谢神，为什么神颁布那么多的律法给以色列百姓？
We thank the Lord that He has given all these laws to the Israelites.
那叫他们借律法来认识神是怎样的神。
That through the law they would be able to understand who God is.
认识律法背后神的心意到底是什么？
And to realize the purpose of the Lord behind these laws.
那它是叫人得生命的一个律法的意义。This
is the spirit of the law that gives life.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们今天都是活在新约的里面。
So brothers and sisters, today we live in the new covenant.
我们今天整个生活形式都是根据天国律法来生活。
Our lives are according to the law of the kingdom of heaven.
我们不是只是守住外面一些律一些字句的要求。
We can't simply live on these outward requirements.
我们要活在里面的真实里面。
But we have to live with the inward reality.
所以主耶稣说，你们的义若不胜过怀善和文士的义，断不能进天国。
So the Lord Jesus says, if your righteousness does not surpass that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven.
法利赛文士他们可以对律法句句的字句句句都守得非常准确。
The scribes and the Pharisees couldn't live according to the letter of the law.
但是他们仍然不能进天国。
But even they cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven.
因为他们只是活在外面里面。
Because they only live in what is outward.
他们没有活在里面真实的光景里面。
They don't live in the truth within.
但是在新约里面，我们都有神生命的一般人。
But in the New Testament, we are a people that have the Spirit of the Lord within us.
我们今天之所以能够行律法的意义,
so we can live out the righteousness of the law.
乃是因为信心,
it is through faith.
乃是因为学习依靠圣灵,
that we should learn to rely on the Holy Spirit.
圣灵就把律法义成就在我们这些不从肉体乃是跟随圣灵的人身上。
So the Holy Spirit would accomplish the Spirit of the law within us.
所以我们看主耶稣来说，默想我来是要废掉律法和先知。
So the Lord Jesus says, do not think that I came to abolish the law of the prophets.
我来不是要废掉，是要成全，是要应验。
I did not come to abolish, but to fulfill.
因为神的义最终要成就在我们这些人身上。
Because the righteousness of the Lord is to be placed in us.
巴不得这些话借圣灵常常在里面来提醒我们。
We hope that these words would be written in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, and we would be reminded that the Word of the Lord has the revelation of the Holy Spirit to help us. That by the grace of the Lord, we may all enter into the kingdom of heaven. This concludes our sharing. Our brothers, please pray for us. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
天父,
Heavenly Father, truly we thank you.
让我们能够看见你儿子来到地上。
So we see how your son came down to earth.
他成全了律法。
And he has fulfilled the law.
如今他的生命在我们的里面。
And today he has, his life is within us.
叫我们也能够
不是靠着外面的字句, but and cause us not to rely on outward things,
能够靠着这个神儿子的生命在我们里面活着,
but to rely on the living life within us,
叫我们这一班, 人可以不是靠着律法的义, 乃是靠着圣灵在我们里面所成全的义,
so that we may not rely on the will of the law, but will of the Spirit.
我们感谢你的恩典。
Lord, we thank you for your grace.
愿你将这些话更多的启示在我们的里面。
If you're willing, Lord, to continue to reveal your word within us.
哦，父啊, 我们实在何等需要你启示的光。
Oh, Father, we truly need your revealing light.
因为多少时候，虽然我们已经蒙了这么大的一个恩典。
Lord, it's been a time when since we have received such grace.
但是, 我们还常常活在律法的底下。
And yet we still often live under the law.
但愿圣灵在我们里面来释放我们。
But if the Spirit is within us, is what sets us free.
让我们真实能够在信心中靠着圣灵来成全。
That through faith we may rely on the Spirit to accomplish it all.
我们把早晨这一点时间献上我们的感谢。
For giving us this morning time, we give up our thanks.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in your Son's holy name.
Amen. 感谢主。
Thank the Lord.